to the Republic of Ireland. And last Thursday, groups of far-right agitators instigated a riot in Dublin City after a stabbing outside a school. Rioters used slogans like Out, Ireland for the Irish, and Irish Lives Matter. They set public transport and cop cars on fire, looted a local Foot Locker store, and violently assaulted people of colour and authorities. 34 people were arrested and 400 Garda, Irish police, were deployed to contain the violence. Riots are rare in Dublin City, but anti-immigrant forces are on the rise, and this event has emboldened Ireland's far right. Indie media Saoirse Nash is an Irish resident and was working in Dublin at the time, and her own Joanie Boyd spoke to them for more details and some analysis on last week's events and the response by the government and the public.
Hi Joanie, dear Grit, can I support you? How you doing?
Could you tell us a bit about what kicked off the riots?
On Thursday afternoon there was unfortunately a pretty horrible knife attack at the primary school Gaelscoil Colastmura in Dublin city centre. It is an Irish-speaking primary school. We don't know anything about the motives behind this attack. The authorities have so far said there's no links to wider issues, but what did come out over the course of the afternoon was that the perpetrator of the attack happened to be a naturalised citizen. So he was Irish, he'd been living here for over 20 years, but he had been born in another country, and right-wing reactionary groups took this as an opportunity to kick off a riot, to call for immigrants and non-nationals to be kicked out.
So there was an anti-immigration protest the day before in Dublin. So this sentiment has been there in the community already.
Yeah, absolutely. There's been more and more anti-immigration protests since January. There's been articles saying that they're getting more violent and they're getting bigger. The ability of these protests to continue unchallenged generally by authorities, by the government, has really left them feeling emboldened and ready for action when an opportunity presented itself to use a tragedy to capitalize on tragedy.
Why do you think there has been this rising sentiment of anti-immigration in Ireland over the past year or so?
Across a lot of Western countries, there has been the same anti-immigration sentiments rising. In particular, in Ireland, we have a housing crisis. There is a significant number of people in the population homeless. Yesterday or the other day, it was announced that there are now 4,000 homeless children in Ireland, as well as the same cost of living crisis that most countries are experiencing. And so people have seen the government's lack of action on housing, on cost of living, on work, and decided not to blame the government for its inaction, but to blame immigrants and to blame refugees for what is not their fault, for what is just as much a problem for them as it is anybody else. And these kinds of protests, these kinds of calls, have really muddied the waters in terms of getting the work done. These kinds of protests have really allowed the government to distract from the issues that we need them to solve. They get to focus on policing and safety and fringe groups, and neglect their duties to the peoples of this country, refugees, immigrants, citizens alike.
Yeah, the government in Ireland right now is a right-wing coalition of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. It's a pretty classic relationship. The right-wing scapegoats the immigrants, and then the government scapegoats the right-wingers, and nothing gets done about the actual problems plaguing the people.
Everybody alike is left in the dust behind.
So give us a rundown of what actually happened at this riot.
So on Thursday afternoon, after this attack, there was a lot of shock and anger and fear in Dublin City. And these right-wing groups got in their Telegram group chats, their encrypted secret group chats, to call to action among each other. And there's a lot of screenshots and recordings from these group chats out there at the moment, audio recordings of Dubliners these particular Dubliners, calling for people to come into the city and kill all immigrants. They descended on the crime scene of the stabbing, where they broke through the police lines, essentially trashing the evidence, making it, you know, presumably more difficult for police to, for the Garda to figure out what happened and, you know, produce proper reports to say, we're here to protect women and children. You know, the women and children that were attacked today, we're here to protect them. At which point they proceeded to head further down Parnell Square. That happened in Parnell Square East. And they head further into the city center, down Parnell Square, and began looting and setting fire to Garda cars, to a tram, to a bus, and to shut down the city center with fire and violence and calls for all immigrants to be thrown out. They've now changed their tune. They're saying that they would like undocumented or unvetted people to be expelled. Oh, they were running around with tricolour flags, the Irish national flag.
Which is a symbol of Irish unity. It's a decolonial symbol, essentially.
Absolutely, yeah. So nationalism in Ireland has typically had a more left-wing position, an anti-colonial position. And as we've become more established as a nation on the world stage, the right have really started to pick up the same tactics, carbon copy, the same tactics from colonial nations across Europe and the West in general, and use our symbols of peace, of unity, of promises of hope and change against immigrants and against the people that they don't see as Irish anymore.
So in all of this chaos, was anyone hurt from the rioting? Do we know that?
There's been minimal serious injuries, minimal hospitalizations from the riot. On the night, they were saying that there had been no serious injuries from the rioters. But since then, apparently, I think 3 Garda have been hospitalized and no civilians. But that doesn't take into account the non-hospitalized injuries. The damage to people's mental health, for starters, how scary it must be to be visibly a person of color in Dublin right now, as well as I believe there's been broken noses. At least 3 women had their hijabs ripped off in the street. Access to the Rotunda Maternity Hospital was restricted. Pregnant women weren't able to get to the hospital that night to have their babies.
Protecting women and children.
Protecting women and children, absolutely, you know.
How common is something like this in the Republic of Ireland?
Anti-immigration protests are becoming more and more common. Riots in Ireland are deeply uncommon. That's very much been the sentiment in Dublin City. It's been a real wake-up call to the growing violence of these groups in Ireland. This is a wake-up call that should have come a lot earlier, should have come with the first of these protests. Many groups have been saying it was only a matter of time until something like this happened, including the opposition Sinn Féin and other left-wing groups such as People Before Profit, anti-fascist Limerick. It's something we shouldn't have been surprised by.
So let's talk about the response that, like, groups such as the anti-fascist groups around Ireland and the more left-wing Sinn Féin.
Well, that's been particularly interesting to me, at least. I found Sinn Féin's response to be particularly disappointing. They've obviously condemned the rioters. They've condemned statements from the government, the right-wing government, about these being a fringe group and being a small population. That's really been the stand from authority, has been this is a minority of people. And that's a really nice, easy thing for us to say, for us to believe.
you can have a minority opinion, but the people who hold those opinions can still have political power and express that political power, and this riot is an example of that.
Absolutely, and by dismissing them as a small group of hooligans and lunatics, the government really gets to scapegoat, as we said earlier. Sinn Féin's line, the left-wing opposition, has been to call for more policing in the city.
Wow, that's a surprise.
The leader of Sinn Féin, Mary Lou McDonald, has called for the Garda Commissioner and the Justice Minister to step down. She said that the Garda completely lost control of the city and said that there have been calls for more policing in Dublin City for a long time. There's essentially been a communal call of resources for the Garda since this riot, which has been incredibly disappointing because increasing police power doesn't stop the right, but it does tend to fall back on the very groups that are being targeted.
It doesn't go quite the way that you think it's going to go. And to go back to the housing crisis, I understand the Garda have a huge role to play in evictions, and them having more resources is just going to end up brutalizing these poor people who are getting kicked out of their homes.
Absolutely, they do. Absolutely, they are. Their most brutal actions tend to be in eviction. I've seen calls from many individuals and groups that, in the same breath as condemning these riots, have then gone on to say that the police should be allowed to be more brutal. I am not pro the cops being able to beat anyone legally. I don't think it helps anything, and it's not who it's going to target at the end of the day.
We'll start wrapping things up, and I want to ask, so if you know, a more powerful police force isn't the solution, what can sort of community groups do to help prevent or to counter these kind of actions?
So I think a show of strength and unity against this kind of divisive reactionary violence is the best thing we can do. There's a phrase in Ireland, in Irish, in Gaeliga, Ninert Cur Go Lucaila. Forgive my pronunciation, I'm still learning Gaeliga, but it means no strength without unity. What we need to see is a stronger counter-protest presence. We need to see people gathering and making sure their friends, co-workers, and family members are safe and heard and supported. We need to see a strong ground roots left-wing response to this on the streets, in our communities, online. Generally, the people of Ireland have been disgusted by this. We perhaps should not have been as surprised by this riot as we are, but we are a people who historically have made an effort to extend the hand of solidarity and friendship to people outside of ourselves. And that's been really obvious and present over the last few months with a very loud show of solidarity to Palestine, who we really see as brothers and sisters in struggle to ourselves, having a very shared history with the same colonial forces being sent there after we got our free state. Thanks for chatting today, Joni.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks. Yeah, no problem. We're still learning a lot of details about what happened on Thursday and still seeing where the aftermath is going. But it's been really good to share this news outside of Ireland with you. And Gurv Margus, thank you. And Sláinte.